This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, folks, welcome back to another edition here of Krantz's Corner. One of my favorites joining us once again, Trey Wingo from the 33rd Team, DraftKings Network, the Alternate Routes Podcast, which is one of my favorites, and Chasing It with Chase Daniel. I like that too, but I like Alternate Routes the best. Okay, yeah. That's enough right there. Trey Wingo, welcome back to Krantz's Corner.
Zach, always good to be with you. How are you, man?
I'm doing terrific. As you could tell, Dolphins got a win this week. We're not talking about a loss. This is my first sarcastic question. The Dolphins season still afloat after that Monday Night Football win. What do you think about that?
They are, actually. I mean, they're 3-6, okay? But have you looked at the standings? What are they, 10th? They're 10th in seeding right now, right?
Right.
In the hunt.
I love that.
They are. Look, this is the weirdest season I can remember, Zach, because we are heading into week 11. Week 11 of the regular season, and there are 11 teams with three or fewer wins. Wow. 11 teams with three or fewer wins. Like, normally, every division in football kind of looks like the NFC North, right?
Right.
Teams on top, then there's this, and there's one team, one game or two games under 500. No division looks like that. In fact, the AFC East, it's the Buffalo Bills, and everybody is at 3-6. Right. So, is it likely? No, but it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility. And I think that I give them more of a puncher's chance than another 3-6, both of the other 3-6 teams in that division, the Patriots and for sure the Jets.
Right. Yeah. The Jets, when the Jets are a dumpster fire, I don't know why it makes me happy. I guess because I've been a Dolphins fan all my life. And the Jets have always been that thing. I remember covering this team when I first got into the business, and the locker room that I covered was JT, Zach Thomas, Sam Madison, Pat Surtain. And when I would walk, it was a great lock. Junior Seau, like, this was the locker room that I kind of covered in the beginning of my career. And I'm thinking to myself, man, when I would walk in there for Jets week, Jason Taylor would never smile. Zach Thomas would never smile. Pat Surtain, when I walked up to him and asked him a question, I hate the Jets. That's what I got goosebumps thinking about that. Now it's just like, except in my mind, when I see a dumpster fire in New York, I smile. I love it. That's what's going on there. It's a dumpster fire right now.
The Jets are an unmitigated mess yet again. You know, and people were all over me this summer where I said, I don't think it's going to work. And they said, why? And I said, because it's the fucking Jets. That's why.
Right.
I mean, that they always do this. Okay, so let's just think about how bad it is for the Jets. They have given up the control of the entire organization to a soon-to-be 41-year-old quarterback who's playing like he's soon-to-be 41 years old, not like Tom Brady, like most people when they turn 41. They are about to get rid of their entire coaching staff when this season is over, and everybody knows it. I mean, Jeff Ulbrich, who I like and think has the potential to be a good coach at some point, admitted after the loss to Arizona, we weren't ready to play. Well, that's on you. Right. Okay, that's on you. You had the mini bye, try and get ready and play, and you couldn't get them ready to play. That's on you. They fired Saleh. Go look at their numbers defensively before they fired Saleh and after they fired Saleh. They're significantly worse. They brought in every possible player outside of Jordy Nelson that freaking Aaron Rodgers wanted. None of them are working. And they have about 30 players on expiring contracts. As bad as this season is, it's about to get way worse for the Jets. And they have nobody but themselves to blame.
Right. And the best part is, with all that said, and you're 100% accurate with all that, Aaron Rodgers still thinking about coming back next year, which is going to just hurt this team even more at that point. Any kind of rebuild.
It will kill them.
Right. Yeah. Any kind of rebuild that they want to try or whatnot, not going to work at that point also. Speaking of quarterbacks, let me go back to the Dolphins for 1 second. It's something that we all saw. It's something that we all tweeted out. Why can't Tua try to keep himself out of danger? He almost got the knee to the head. When that happened, I literally was on my couch, looked down, and said, Now the season's over. There's no way he gets up from that. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I watched it like this.
Right.
You know? And I just, I love the fact that it's his instincts. I love the fact that he wants to be there and help his team. But let's just go back and look at quarterbacks trying to make tackles this year, okay? Patrick Mahomes did that and blew out Rashee Rice's knee.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, and Tua went low and could have very easily had a massive another head injury. Just don't do it. Right. Don't do it. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt the team. If someone else can make the play good, no one's gonna be, unless it's the Super Bowl and Cam Newton isn't diving on a fumble in a one-score game, let's
right.
be honest, no one is going to look at you and say, what the hell, why didn't you make, no, let it go. You know, only in Super Bowls or when Ben Roethlisberger made the tackle after the Nick Harper interception in that divisional round against the Colts all those years ago. Other than that, quarterbacks do not tackle, get out of the way, keep yourself healthy, keep your other players healthy.
Right, and the worst part about it was, it wasn't in the middle of the field where he actually had to make a play. It was right by the sideline. He could have easily.
Yeah.
I would have been fine with him pushing him out of bounds after he went out of bounds and gotten a 15-yard penalty, just so I wouldn't think the season's now over once again. Here comes Boyle or Huntley or Skylar Thompson. Yeah. It's done at that point. It's amazing, and I get it. He's a football player. He wants to be a football. He doesn't want to be the face for concussions. But guess what? You almost were again right after that thing aired with Jeff Darlington. Unbelievable. All right, I'm done with the Dolphins for now because we have a great weekend of football starting tonight. Philly and Washington on Thursday Night Football. Can't ask for a better matchup, although last week's was good too, so that's right there. Then you got Steelers, Ravens, Chiefs, Bills. I saw you tweeting about it also. All these teams with at least 7 wins, and guess what? It's a fun weekend of football to watch. This is going to be a good one starting tonight.
It is, and this is sort of where the rubber is going to meet the road for the Commanders, right? They lost to the Ravens in a close game. Then they won a couple of games. Then they played the Steelers. They lost to that one. And now they're playing an Eagles team that's playing the best ball of the season. They come in with 5 straight wins, even though they were a little sloppy in that game and that they won over the Dallas Cowboys. But that was inevitable. The Cowboys just were inept offensively and limited without Dak as their quarterback. This is where, it's been a great start for Jaden, right? But this is where... this is where it gets a little tougher. We're in the middle towards the end of November and December. The games mean a hell of a lot more. You're fighting for things now that you were just sort of going through. Not, I don't say going through the motions, but you were just playing football through September and October. You're just playing football. Now it's a different dynamic. It's a different deal. It's like you see a lot of golfers leading on Thursday or Friday in a major, and then suddenly it turns to Saturday, and they don't play as well. You know, why is that? The pressure is ramped up. So I'm not saying Jaden can't do that, but it's time to show. Well, it's time to see if he could do that. And, you know, he played pretty well against the Steelers, and it was a rookie defensive lineman that Mike Tomlin got, and just a great move getting him to jump off sides to seal the game, essentially. So, you know, this is a real test, and this will go a long way to determining who's going to win the NFC East. And the NFC East is cursed because this is the 20th straight year that the team that won it last year won't win it again. the longest stretch in the NFL. I mean, the last time anybody repeated it was when Andy Reid and the Eagles won it 4 years in a row or five years in a row. So it's been forever. So we're talking about 20 straight years because the Cowboys are dead and buried. So this game will go a long way. They'll play again, but this is the first of many games between Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts that could be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I totally agree. Steelers-Ravens also. I'm a little shocked by the Steelers. Not that I didn't think, you know, Mike Tomlin's always going to have, I think, a good team out there no matter what you put in front of him, because Mike Tomlin's just a great coach. I get that. But the way that Russ has been playing since he came back, even Justin Fields before everything happened, I'm just a little shocked by the Steelers team. Yet, it's the Steelers, so why should I be shocked? And the Ravens, I mean, you want to tell me that putting Derrick Henry on this team would give them one of the greatest offenses we've seen this season and all that? I would have probably believed you before him, but now seeing it, they are fun to watch. This Steelers-Ravens game is going to be a fun one also.
It is, and it's one of the great rivalries, you know, going back many, many years in the league. But it's been really sort of one-sided lately. I think the Steelers have won 7 of the last 10 matchups against the Baltimore Ravens. And, you know, if they win on Sunday, that's going to go a long way towards giving them a real cushion in a very difficult division, the AFC North. And I'm glad you brought up Tomlin, because there's this sort of divide about Tomlin right now. And I don't get it. Look, Pittsburgh people and fans in Western Pennsylvania are probably upset that it's been, 7 years since they won a playoff game. And I get it. I get it. All right. But if you're looking objectively at Mike Tomlin as a head coach, here's what you have to say. In an era where he's the head coach, the front end of that era was the dynasty with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. the back end of his era at the moment is the dynasty with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Yet in that era, he's managed to get two Super Bowls and win one Super Bowl, and also continually find a way to win after having lost a franchise quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger. Not George Halas, not Don Shula, not Bill Belichick, not Tom Landry, not Andy Reid. None of those coaches can claim to never have had a losing season in their coaching career. Mike Tomlin's the only guy who has never had a losing season as a head coach in the NFL, and he's done it with Kenny Pickett under center. Right. He's done it with Devlin Hodges under center. So I get it if you're Pittsburgh, you're frustrated by the lack of postseason success, but on Ben Roethlisberger's best day, he was never Tom Brady, and he was never Patrick Mahomes. And if you don't acknowledge that as part of the discussion with Mike Tomlin, then you're being dishonest with yourself.
Right. You want to talk about alternate routes? I want to go back to when Mike Tomlin, before he got hired, and he was almost down here as a Dolphins head coach, and the rumor came out that he was a little too hip-hop for the Dolphins down here, which was one of the most ridiculous things I ever heard. Correct. I would have loved if Mike Tomlin was down. Oh, my God. Would that have changed everything down
here?
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, 4:25 on Sunday, we got Chiefs-Bills, little matchup there. That's going to be a fun one, too. I love this matchup. I love the fact that it just seems like KC's got Buffalo's number every time they play or very close to it. Or when the time comes for a big game, they win those games. But this is like that matchup. This is the Colts and the Patriots when it was, you know, Manning versus Brady. Like, this is one of those ones that it's appointment watching. I don't care if you like both teams, hate both teams. You're sitting your ass down at 4:25 on Sunday and you're watching this game.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think that we all feel that way. Obviously, it's going to do a killer rating. We know that for sure. Here's the thing that I know is going on in both organizations. They're not hyping it the way you and I are hyping it.
Right.
Because both of them know this may or may not. Well, if the Chiefs win, I think it goes a long way to almost cementing that the AFC will go through Kansas City yet again in terms of home field advantage. Now they play the Steelers and, you know, the Steelers continue to win. Things might change. But you look at Buffalo's got some tough games coming up after this game. This is a little gauntlet for them. They got to play the Ravens. No, they've already played the Ravens. Their schedule, they have to play the Lions. They have to play the Chargers and somebody else. I mean, their schedule is pretty tough after this game. This is a four-game gauntlet that the Bills have always been looking at all season long. So I think that both organizations are saying, hey, we want to win, but it's just a regular season game.
Right.
And I think it's a fact-finding mission, actually, for both teams. Let's see what they're all about. Let's see if it's different from years past. And Buffalo fans know this all too well. They've beaten the Chiefs the last three times they played in the regular season. What they've never done is beaten them in the postseason.
Right.
They are 0-3. And in those 0-3 games, once they were up 10-0 in an AFC Championship game and lost by 10. Another game, they were up with 13 seconds left and somehow found a way to lose that game. And last year, they finally got them at Buffalo, and they couldn't get it done. So as big as this game is for us as fans, I am certain that both the Chiefs and the Bills are like, let's just play the game.
Right.
Let's just play the game.
Right. Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a fun weekend, like I said, starting tonight with Thursday Night Football, but it's a good weekend of football. We just talked about the Jets being a dumpster fire. Are they a bigger dumpster fire, or are the Bears a bigger dumpster fire right now? I almost want to say the Jets because I hate the Jets, but the Bears – there were expectations before the season. And I guess there were for the Jets, too. The Jets were a sexy pick for the Super Bowl, right? You know, from a lot of people.
Get out of here with that garbage.
Not from me. Not with Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback. But the Bears, I thought, would be better than they were. Maybe Caleb Williams, maybe the rest of the offense, maybe it was the coach, I don't know. But man, oh man, those expectations right down the toilet at this point.
Yeah, and it's a mess, and some of it's Caleb's fault, some of it's the offensive line's fault, but like some of it's really on the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's just go back to the Hail Mary, all right? Here's what's happened to Chicago since they gave up the Hail Mary. They had to discipline a corner for taunting fans and not understanding the play was on. Right. And oh, by the way, it was his job to box out Noah Brown. That was his job on the play. So he didn't do his job, and he was over there taunting fans, didn't know the play. They had to discipline him. That was the first of three straight losses, and they haven't scored a touchdown since. And now they fired their head. They fired their offensive coordinator, and there are veterans in the locker room, according to Mark Silverman of ESPN Chicago, saying we need to bench Caleb Williams. Oof. That's how bad it's been. The Hail Mary hangover for this team is real and spectacular. And I will also give if you'll give me another little victory.
Please lap, okay? Do it.
When the Bears traded away Justin Fields for a sixth round pick in the offseason, I thought that was the dumbest thing in the world. And I said so. And I said, and this is my rationale. First of all, trading him when his value is at its lowest. Anybody knows in this league, and look what happened with J.J. McCarthy and some of these other quarterbacks. They go down to injury, Tua Tagovailoa, okay? Right. You're going to have demand for a starting quarterback in the NFL. Why would you trade him when his value was at his lowest? And that's what Ryan Poles did. And then I also said this. Look, Caleb Williams could be great, but nobody knows that. Nobody knows that, okay? So why don't you make sure, at minimum, if Caleb struggles, you have a guy that you know you can plug in and can be a functional quarterback? So to me, the idea of the Bears trading away Justin Fields when they did made no sense because of the value they didn't get in return. Right. And also they exposed themselves to this possibility. Like, if you don't want Caleb to start, that's fine. Tyson Bagent's going to take you where you need to be? No, I don't think so. So I think that's management failure across the board for the Bears.
By the way, you could take that last whole statement you just did and just insert the Dolphins in there without a capable backup.
I agree.
And it's the same thing. You can't have an offense with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Listen, the offensive line is sketchy at best. I get it. Average at best. Achan, Raheem Mostert, Jonnu Smith, and then have a Skylar Thompson, a Tyler Huntley off a practice squad, or Tim Boyle come in. And it was the
organizational failure.
Right.
Organizational
it was the one failure. Thing I said. Chris Greer's been here for a long time. He's taken the reins for the last 8 or 9 years. This was the one thing I thought, if you're going to look at everything that you liked and disliked from him, that's the one thing I think going into the season where you could say that's a fireable offense. Not having someone in here, God forbid, a concussion is from Tua, it might be his career. Forget the season.
And let's be honest, it's not like there's not a history with that. Okay. Right. So you knew that going in. I agree with you. I think that was an organization. Their season may be lost because of an organizational failure.
Right. And it brings us back to what you said about Justin Fields when he was traded for whatever he was traded for, the late round
pick. Sixth round pick.
I was thinking to myself, why don't the Dolphins do that to bring in a guy? Yeah. God forbid. Just God forbid. Maybe Fields doesn't see the field all season. Fantastic.
Right. But you have an insurance policy.
Right. Oh, now you're getting me going. There we go. Ooh, I got to calm down a sec. Speaking of backups, you tweeted this, and I laughed at this because I think you're right. Trey Lance for the Cowboys. You traded for him, put him out there. Cooper Rush is average or below average or not even. Yeah. I don't know what Trey Lance is, but let's see before the season's over, especially in this circumstance. Yeah. Why are they not playing? I don't understand it.
None of it makes sense. And you could, right. When you talked about the Jets being a dumpster fire, the Bears, the other one is the Dallas Cowboys.
Right. Okay. Right.
These are the top three. But the Cowboys are unintentionally hilarious right now. I mean, you're right. There's no, we know what Cooper Rush is. He's a capable backup. Fine. Great. You need to find out whether Trey Lance is worth either what the 49ers drafted him for or what you got when you traded for him. Okay. Right. You need to figure that out. You need to play him now. You need to play him and see what he's made of, okay? That's number one. Number two, the whole idea with the sun in the stadium and Jerry trying to defend that is so dumb, okay? It's an advantage for us. Really, ask CeeDee Lamb. Ask CeeDee Lamb how much of an advantage it is for you guys. And the most hilarious thing about all of this was this week after the loss to Philadelphia, Mike McCarthy was holding a press conference at the stadium, and the sun was coming in the windows. You know what they did?
You can't even make that up.
They put a shield right here so the sun wouldn't be on Mike McCarthy's face. So you're protecting the right side of your head coach's face off the field, but you want to blind your players. And then Jerry's response was, well, what, it's supposed to tear the whole thing down? No, dummy, just put up a freaking curtain. It's not that hard. I think you can afford it.
Yes. It was your picture that you put out there on social media. I laughed hysterically at it because how is anyone outside of Superman himself able to catch that ball?
But it's an advantage for them.
Right.
It's an advantage for them.
Right. I'll tell you where the advantage is. Ask the Buffalo Bills when it's about 93 degrees and 140% humidity down here in Miami. That's it's like advantage. On that side of the field for those players. It's 200 degrees for them there. So there it is. Last one, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go back to Sunday Night Football for a second because it's got fantasy football implications. It's got gambling implications. Jared Goff throws 5 interceptions. If you would have told me that before and you said, Zach, listen, Goff's going to throw 5, I'm going to say the Lions are going to lose by 30. They're going to lose by 21, 30 points. It's going to be bad. How the hell did they come back and win that game? And caveat with that, are they the best team in the NFC? They're going to finally make the Super Bowl this year.
I think right now they're playing better than anybody in the NFC. Whether they get there is a totally separate issue. The Niners are getting healthy. Christian McCaffrey is back. And I think anybody would say 1 through 53, their roster, San Francisco's might be the best if everybody's healthy. But Detroit has a little Kansas City in them. They don't care how. They just want to make sure they get it done. Jared Goff throws 5, no problem. The defense will back him up. The last few games, they were outgained massively by the Green Bay Packers, but Jordan Love turned it over, and they made a couple of plays when they needed to. Same thing happened in the Tennessee game. I mean, the Tennessee game, the Titans went into Detroit and actually outgained the Lions, but they got some special teams play.
Right.
So and it's funny you say lose by 30. Jared Goff is the first quarterback, or only the third quarterback in the last 30 seasons to win a game in which he has thrown 5 interceptions. So it is very rare indeed. But they're a lot like Kansas City. They just find a way to get it done, and I like that about them.
You know what I'd like to see, and we'll leave on this, Kansas City, Detroit in the Super Bowl. I think that would be a fun Super Bowl to watch. And you know what? As much as the history would be Kansas City going for 3 in a row and being the first team for that, I think the world would be rooting for Detroit in there to take Kansas City. And I hope Kansas City's undefeated going into that somehow, some way with Detroit and Dan Campbell. Right.
See, I don't think the Chiefs give a rat's ass about the undefeated season.
No, me neither. I don't either.
No, I mean, I think I think they might lose this week. I think they might lose in Buffalo this week. But I think there are potentially 3 losses on their schedule, depending on what Denver's playing for and what Kansas City isn't playing for last week of the season. And the game in Pittsburgh on Christmas Day could be interesting. All that being said, Kansas City is playing for a much bigger prize. And, the 2007 Patriots went undefeated.
Right.
They had that work out. They didn't win the one. So I think Kansas City is way more focused on getting the thing at the end of the year and being the first team to do that than anybody else. And you're right. Everybody would be pulling for Detroit.
Right.
And I think the Chiefs would probably still win.
Dan Campbell at Super Bowl Media Day. Give me that and inject that right into my veins, please, as much as you can. Trey, listen, I love talking to you about anything, football, everything. I love your podcast. I told you I'm infatuated. I can listen over and over to the same one and still think of 80 million different things that could happen. We talked about it before you started. I must have given you 25 ideas because, of course, South Florida sports, that's just where we're always what if down here in South Florida sports. But I appreciate your time as always. Love bugging you. Love the fact you come on Krantz's Corner. You're a regular here. We'll have a spot for you anytime you want. Thanks again.
Anytime, man, Zach. Just let me know.
You're the best. That's Trey Wingo, the 33rd team, DraftKings Network. And by the way, DraftKings Network, love those guys too. Big fans down here, all my Metalark family down here. And I know they're all with DraftKings Network. Alternate Routes Podcast. If you haven't listened, please go now and Chasing It with Chase Daniel. I always ask Trey before we start, is that enough? He said that's enough for him right now. He's got 8,000 paychecks coming in. That's why I love him. Trey, thanks again. We'll talk to you again soon here in Krantz's Corner.
All right, Zach, take it easy.
All right. That's the man, Trey Wingo. This has been a special edition of Krantz's Corner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.